This is Joanna Schrader. I'm reporting live for AgWire.com, and I am at the Ag Connect Expo and just finished listening to the bioenergy feedstock presentation. I am with Tom Richard with Pennsylvania State University, and Tom actually gave a presentation on some of the additional crops we can look at. We call it winter crops and double crops. But Tom, can you first tell us exactly your title and what you do at the university?
Sure. I'm an associate professor of agricultural and biological engineering, and I direct the Penn State Institutes of Energy and the Environment.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it's a lot. So you're doing a lot. Now, today you focus specifically on what some of these additional crops can be into the rotation. I know you focus more on Pennsylvania, but can you tell our readers a little bit about what the difference is between the winter crop and a double crop and what some of those may be?
Sure. Great question. Farmers have been encouraged to plant cover crops for many, many decades. There are a number of reasons to do that. Reduced soil erosion, capturing nutrients, improved soil quality. Those crops as a cover crop are left on the ground and they're not marketed. A double crop is a crop that is marketed, a second crop of the year. And what we're finding now is with the biofuels industry, there's the potential to use what we thought of as cover crops as double crops and actually market that material. The above-ground biomass, it could be a winter grain like winter rye or winter wheat, winter barley. It could be an oil seed like winter canola. It could be a summer crop that in the southern U.S. Might be otherwise on fallow ground. So there are a wide number of crops. In the Midwest, we've looked at colleagues have looked at triticale as another grain. So it's really the potential is enormous.
Now, one of the things that you talked about, too, is you talked about some of the net value. One of the things that would happen is if they go to the winter crop or a double crop is you'd actually increase your energy output. Is that correct?
That's right. Because we're taking advantage of the sunlight and the nutrients over a wider, longer growing season, we can actually increase the productivity of that single piece of land by about 20%. So that's a fairly substantial increase when you look at the entire acreage and annual crops in the U.S.
Right. And then from an environmental perspective, can you expand a little bit on when you're adding the second crops, how does that help from an environmental perspective?
Well, a lot of our rainfall is in the fall and spring in much of the U.S., and when you're using just an annual summer crop, you don't have any roots taking up those nutrients and preventing erosion during that time of year. So with that winter double crop, you can actually reduce the nutrient losses, reduce the erosion, and add some additional organic matter from the roots into the soil to improve soil organic matter.
Great. Now, for a farmer who's potentially looking at this, what do we need to do, whether it's from a policy perspective or a technology perspective, to make it actually economically profitable for a farmer to add a second crop?
Well, the key is to have a market for that crop. And right now in the Chesapeake Bay region, we've been encouraging cover crops through a subsidy program just because of the environmental benefits that we know about and are very important in the Chesapeake Bay region. And similarly, there are some voluntary programs through the NRCS and other parts of the country to encourage cover crop utilization. But typically, those incentives are not strong enough to get complete coverage and lots of adoption of this fairly simple technology. Farmers in general already have the equipment, standard grain drills and standard harvesting equipment. And so the question is there an economic incentive to do that? And we think a combination of some environmental subsidies, support programs, et cetera, plus a market for that second feedstock, that energy crop, will combine to make it a very attractive option.
Oh, great. And Tom, one last question. Where can farmers go to get more information about some of the research that Penn State's undergoing?
Well, here at Penn State, you can find it at our Biomass Energy Center, which is www.bioenergy.psu.edu.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.